Well, if you haven't heard, the people in Chatham County, Georgia, they're pretty upset about the 911 system there, and for good reason.
Apparently, people are upset with the 911 system there because almost 25% over the last year, when they call 911, nobody answers. It rings like 10 or 12 times, and nobody picks up.
25%?
It was 24.1%.
Oh,
that,
no.
That the calls go unanswered. So it's a big deal, of course. And one guy was telling his story, and this is egregious. His name is Dylan Johnson, and on Valentine's Day of this year, he was at work in the morning, about 9:30 in the morning. His wife called and said, someone is snooping around the house. And they knew who it was, and they have beef with the person. And she's like, he's here, and he's looking in the windows and snooping around the house. So he was really concerned, of course. He called 911. It rang for 3 minutes. Nobody answered. So he hung up.
Mm.
He called a second time. It rang for a minute and a half. He's on the way home now. They hung up. It didn't. Nobody answered. He hung up. Finally, he got somebody to answer. And he was obviously very, very concerned about what was going on with his wife. This is the man telling the story of what happened.
My wife called me while I was at work at about 9:30 and said someone, we know, was snooping around the house, knocking on the doors, banging on the windows and stuff.
So when he finally got the 911 operator on the phone, she said, hang on a second. And he could hear her unmistakably ordering her breakfast with whoever was there next to her. She said she wanted. And that's what she has in common with Chris Dim. Here's her order.
Uh-huh. Hey, Griddle.
McGriddle.
Sorry, what?
So she's talking with somebody else in her ear, said she wanted a McGriddle, and the woman said, do you want anything else? I'm sorry, what?
What? Mm-hmm.
And so she and Christine have the same breakfast order.
It's delicious.
They're McGriddle people.
It is a delicious, delicious breakfast.
When city council got word of this, they said, this won't do.
That should never happen, okay? Your ordering breakfast should be different from your answering a call, and the two should never intertwine.
I think he speaks for all of us.
Yeah.
He's right. The two should never meet. Your breakfast order's got to be done separately from the 911 call. Woman said, hold
Have
on a second.
Have you not heard of the apps?
Yeah, that's right. Can you not order on the
Uber
app?
Uber Eats, DoorDash.
The guy said, she said to him, hang on a second.
Give me a McGriddle.
Uh-huh. McGriddle. Sorry, what?
What? You're getting orange juice, too.
And this is what I picture.
Yep.
I picture somebody next to her, a coworker,
taking
going,
the order.
Come on, we got to go. Come on. And she's like, that's why she's trying to type, but she's like, McGriddle. McGriddle.
McGriddle.
I'm sorry. Okay. Who's got a gun?
And it's always, you know how it is. It's always the worst person in the office taking the order, too.
Yep.
So they're probably standing next to her. You want a drink?
That's right. That's what she couldn't hear.
You want a drink?
How do you want your coffee?
What do you want, coffee? You want to get a coffee on this? I mean, brutal. It really was. So
I don't think even if you're McDonald's, you probably can't send this person coupons for free McGriddles.
No.
But it sounds like with the job, if there's indeed a shortage of operators,
that's the thing.
This person may not lose a job.
Well, they're investigating, but maybe not. Although you did hear the city councilman, never the two shall meet. Breakfast and guns, we cannot mix them. Luckily, the guy left. By the time cops got there, the guy had left, and they knew who it was, so they went and gave him a firm talking to. You are not to look in this woman's windows anymore.
Don't do it again.
This is the one that makes me pucker more. It's racial. We are going to talk about it with Lisa Lanier, our official attorney, on Friday. It happened in Texas, Groves, Texas. See what you think about this. A woman, her dog had gone missing, and she is African-American. Her husband is a white, and she got a call from a neighbor four or five houses down saying, we have your dog. Sorry, we have your dog. So she starts walking from her house to her neighbor's house, which is about a quarter of a mile to a half a mile down the road, five or six houses down. Well, she gets about two houses from her own home, and a cop pulls up beside her and says, what are you doing here? What are you doing in this neighborhood? And she says, what do you mean?
No.
You know, it's one of those. Well, her husband happens to come out, sees what's happening, and he starts filming it and says, oh, I see. She's walking while black.
Groves Police Department can't walk. Can't walk while black in Groves.
Okay. Now, there are four cops talking to this woman, but the police chief said the reason there are four cops there is because two are new to the job and they're shadowing the other two. And they were trying to say to this woman, they were trying to just sort of a little training process. The woman was walking on the wrong side of the road.
Did you know if anyone called Grove police or Groves? I can't tell. Is it Grove or Groves?
It's Groves. Nobody called.
So she, they just happened she, by.
They were just patrolling. Happened by.
Whoop, whoop.
They did that. They pulled up.
Have you not been to Safety Town, ma'am? I've got the officer friendly in the back of my car if you'd like to.
This is the woman who was walking.
Two cops stopped me. They had walked out with their hands on their gun, and then they asked me to see my ID.
So she felt offended, but she's like, I live right there.
Yeah.
Now, then the guy, her husband, comes out, and you heard him yell, oh, walking while
can't
black,
walk while black.
So she goes up to one of the cops, and the cop says, look, I'm sorry, but she's walking with traffic, and she's supposed to be walking against traffic. She's supposed to be on the left-hand side of the
road. Do you know, could you tell from the video if this is a busy street or kind of a neighborhood?
Neighborhoody. I mean, a little busier than my street. We're in a cul-de-sac.
I would never call your street busy.
No.
Certainly not your little bottom.
Right. You've seen my bottom.
I have.
You know the feeder road that comes in there?
I do.
I'd call it like that. That's also, okay. It's not busy either, but it's a little busier. We're going to call this sack. We have a longer driveway, this kind of thing. So the woman says you really could have handled it way differently, but the police officer said, and she told the husband, she's breaking the law.
She was not walking on this side of
what
the
road. What does it matter?
It's a traffic violation.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it's in the traffic code I'm showing you, sir.
It's not a traffic violation.
It is a traffic violation. And they did give her a traffic ticket for walking on the wrong side of the road. But she says if they had just said, ma'am, you better cross the road, she'd have been just fine. Instead, they all four got out. You know, they acted like it was a big deal.
You could have easily said, hey, ma'am. And then I could have explained to you what I was trying to do before you threatened my husband, threatened me to go to jail.
I feel like they looked and saw an easy target that nobody was going to come and defend and nobody was going to come help.
The police chief says they should have communicated better, and unfortunately, well, thank goodness it didn't escalate into something really big, but she was ticketed. Now they've got a lawyer, and they're ready to sue the police department, you know, for...
Yeah, I don't know how this ends.
I don't either, but I was going to ask Lisa Lanier, and I pucker on these, okay?
Of course.
I don't like a racial element in this.
But imagine you've also called 911 if you see a black person on your street.
Only Jacques Vontavious, only because...
only once.
You invited him.
Technically true, but again, he came back.
Because you owed him money?
Technically, yes, but he had scammed me for Pine Straw. And yes, it was part two, the night Jacques Vontavious
came back.
Yes, that was the sequel.
Yes.
And that's when I sat in my closet with my Broncos football helmet on, doing like a Lifetime shower rock, crying into the phone.
To Lisa Lanier.
To our attorney, Lisa Lanier, and then later to police. What I would have done if I was that cop is I'd have gone up and said, oh my gosh, you probably don't know this. You really need to be on the other side of the road for safety reasons. Mm. You know, have a nice day. Isn't that all you really need to do?
The number of people that I see walk on, quote unquote, the wrong side of the street.
Constant.
Every single day in our neighborhood.
Absolutely.
Every single day.
So you're supposed to walk with traffic coming toward
on the left
you
side
so
of
that
the road.
You can see traffic coming toward you, which I do agree with. I mean, if I'm ever out walking or jogging, I do that because I want to see what's coming at me because behind, I'm afraid I'll get out too far in the road. No clue.
You know where you learned that?
Safety town.
You know who taught you that? Officer Friendly.
Yeah. Well, this guy they called him Officer Unfriendly because he was too aggressive. We'll see what Lisa Lanier thinks will wind up happening with this. Although she was technically in the wrong. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wish, though, imagine if you had been a neighbor outside watching that happen.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You would have been so uncomfortable.
I get very
You'd have gone inside.
I get very... Oh, God, yeah.
You filming this, Steve?
Just peering through the curtains.
Yeah.
Through the blinds.
Mm-hmm. She's still there.
Yeah.
She's getting angry. Then the husband would have noticed you. I see you looking through your blinds. You no helping fool.
I'm an ally. Did you not hear? I'm an ally to anyone who has been put upon. I want this on my tombstone.